In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents How to Win Friends and Disappear People, starring Leslie Grace and Sony Bringus. Episode 3, Undead Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Takahashi Technology Group, please hold. Please hold.
Morning, Paulina.
Hey, Nancy.
What?
You remembered my name? You're seriously hilarious. Of course I did. Nancy Melendez, the only person in the office who wears transitional lenses. How's that neighbor, by the way?
Oh, she's okay.
Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Luis. Look, whatever it is, I'm sorry. I'm sure it was my bad. I really didn't mean to mess it up.
No, I just wanted to say I fixed up that code like you asked. You were totally right. There was some junk in it. I'll email you the report.
Oh. Wow, that's great. Sorry, I'm just still getting used to this whole being someone's boss thing.
Hey, it's only been a week.
Craziest freaking week of my life.
You catch homicide hour last night?
Huh?
I noticed the Chet Wallace sticker on your laptop. I live for Homicide Hour.
No way, me too. I didn't catch last night's episode.
It was about this wrestler who beheaded his roommate with his bare hands.
Whoa, I will definitely have to check it out. Sorry, I gotta take this.
Oh, catch you later at the 4 p.m.
Thanks. See you later. Hi, Mom.
Nancy, hi. I was just... It's now a bad time. You sound...
No, all good. I'm just a little tired with the new promotion, and I've taken up kind of a side gig.
A side gig? Oh, what side gig?
Just, tech support kind of thing. I can't talk about it much. I, signed an NDA, but the hours are wacky. I barely get any sleep. I work all day and then get 30 minutes to myself and then work all night and then have 3 hours to nap, then bam, back at the office. Talk about burning the candle at both ends.
Well, sometimes that's the only way to get ahead, Angel.
Yeah, or stay alive.
Well, I was just calling to tell you I sent the stuff you asked for your friend.
Oh, the stuff. Right, that's great.
It's such a blessing. You finally found someone you get along great with. Those school psychologists put me through hell all those years.
Mom, do we really need to go there right now?
I'm just saying. I wish they could see you now. High-paying job, lots of friends.
Well, one friend. And she's not really a friend, per se.
And I think it's beautiful you're helping her explore her faith. Oh, that holy water I sent, Father Arturo blessed it himself.
Oh, thank you.
But why did Father have to bless the garlic, Nancy?
Why, the garlic
It was so embarrassing. Asking Father Arturo to bless it. What's next? Holy SpaghettiOs?
Okay, Mom. Look, I'm going to tell you something, but you cannot freak out about it, okay? The truth is... The truth is, she's a fan of the Vampire Diaries. Team Damon. So I thought I would throw her a themed party.
That's an abomination. Using Father Arturo's holy blessings for...
I think the connection's going bad. Mom, I can't hear you.
I can hear you just fine. Nancy, are you making those noises with your mouth?
Mom?
Nancy, don't you hang up on me. I am your mother, Nancy.
You can do this. Just push through. It's not forever. Well, maybe it is forever. But who needs more than 3 hours of sleep a night anyway? I bet there's some biohacker out there who does that on purpose. I know, it's just... Does anyone here even take me frickin' seriously? Does it matter? Listen, Takahashi chose you for a reason, Nancy. You were the best one for the job. Well, second best, in his opinion. But you went to frickin' MIT. And you're gonna do great today, girl boss. So, team, I am sensing this week will probably have a heavier workload than usual.
Sorry, was that a question?
No. I mean, no, we'll have a heavier workload this week. We've got to identify hazards from the data and determine the likelihood of harm per each of the products we are monitoring. Yeah, Ryan.
I'm having some issues with the error handling and the software architecture. Sid was helping me address it before he... vanished.
I know. I can barely stand to think about it. This whole Sid thing.
Look, we need to analyze Sid's case for ourselves. The police obviously aren't making any real headway.
Oh, no, I don't think we
Where
should...
Where could he have gone that night?
I don't think...
Who was he with? Who was he planning to meet? Seriously, why is no one asking these questions?
Look, Jenna, I know it's a really difficult time, but we have to trust that the authorities are doing everything they can.
Bullshit! We are the biggest data miners in the city, and we lose one of our own, and what? No answers? No one's even looking into it. We have to do something.
Sid was my intern when he first started here. I know, a bit unusual, given that he ended up becoming my boss for however brief a time. Perhaps we had our ups and downs, but believe me, at the end of the day, nobody wants Sid's safe return more than I do. I assure you, if the authorities weren't doing everything in their power to locate our wonderful Sid, I'd be breathing down their freaking necks, demanding answers. Okay? So that was everything. Meeting adjourned. Hey, Jenna. I just want to reemphasize, the authorities are doing everything they can. I'm sorry. I know you and Sid are close.
Close? We're in love. We were in a full-blown situationship. He was going to ask me to be his girlfriend eventually.
Oh, nice.
You know what I do all night? I lie awake, thinking about where he could be. What might have happened to him? Who could have done it? And meanwhile, nobody lifts a finger.
I know. It's awful.
Well, this whole thing's worked out great for you.
Come again?
Whatever.
Look, I've gotta go. I'm upgrading my home security. This whole thing with Sid, it's really done a number on me, to say the least. See you later, Jenna.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Shh, Jeeves, shh. I know you're scared, Angel. I am too. I just have to think anyone or anything that could kill 7 people in 7 days. I don't know how she could turn it off. We have to protect ourselves. Jeeves, unless you want to be drained like a furry flippin' juice box, I suggest you let me sprinkle you with this holy water. And I don't mind a little garlic, do you? It's, aromatic. I am trying to save our lives here, Jeeves. If the price is smelling like Olive Garden, so be it. Crap. It's time. Elle? Sorry, I didn't see you there.
You're awfully jumpy these days.
Who, me? No, I am just excited for all the manslaughter and murder.
Excuse me. Can't remember the last time I was this well-fed. Though it probably was that 15-piece cover band at that wedding in the Bahamas.
15 people in one sitting.
Any particular reason you smell like a pizza oven?
What? No, I just... I had Italian for lunch. Linguine. Mm. Yummy, yummy. Mm-hmm.
And that cross around your neck. Is that new?
Never a bad time to invoke the power of Christ. Right?
I suppose not. Nancy, if I didn't know any better, I'd think you were scared. I want you to know, it would be totally uncool of me, not to mention outrageously against protocol, to kill you while you're my familiar.
While I'm your familiar?
I'd have to get a new familiar, then kill you. And what a hassle that'd be, huh?
Yeah. Such a hassle. Okay, looks like tonight's kill is Ian Miller in Hell's Kitchen, Gym Rat, Jake Paul fan, and avid misogynist.
Mm-mm, good.
Oh, also, I was doing some research, and I found Peter Curtin, known as the Dusseldorf Monster, famous serial killer. He did some really innovative stuff. Totally heinous stuff. I mean, he famously went for aortas, piercing them, and then drinking from the hole like a straw. If you wanted to try it, I figured I would mention it.
Why are you so into this stuff?
What stuff?
Nancy, what human willingly concerns themselves with all of this when they don't have to?
I do have to. That's the whole point of this working relationship, isn't it?
You certainly go above and beyond.
Oh my God.
Coming up tonight, a body was found partially dissolved in a dumpster behind an East Village apartment building.
I know that building. From the first night last week.
He is believed to be Noah Warner, reported missing late last week. Back to you, Tim.
Noah Warner. Elle, how could they find his body? I thought you dissolved it.
I thought I did. Maybe I didn't use enough acid.
Did you leave anything at the scene? Anything? Even a strand of hair?
Do you remember if you left a strand of hair somewhere a week ago?
Did you line the tub with the plastic from the list I jotted down? The thick kind from Home Depot? Did you put the corpse in there, in the bathtub, and cover it in acid like I said, before transferring any remains over to the dumpster? Like I wrote down, like Chet Wallace said?
Calm down.
Okay, I'm definitely calm. I'm calmed down. I'm fine.
I poured at least 3 gallons of acid into the dumpster, and I used bleach to-
But you dissolved the body in the dumpster.
Nobody saw.
There's no way to know that. Okay, I told you, always use a plastic lined tub when dissolving bodies. Oh, God.
Oh, spare me that theatrics. I'm done indulging you.
I'll stop. I know I'm just your familiar. I'm the assistant, the hostage. I get it. But the two of us, we're both going down unless you get with the times.
Excuse me?
The world of today, it's about more than just dating apps and Instagram. It's about DNA evidence, crime scene integrity, thorough investigation. It's not the friggin' 1970s when you could just drive up a highway and kill whoever you please with no thought to the consequences. The way you do things, you're living in a reality that's dead and gone, okay?
You're right.
I am. I am.
You know the current landscape. I don't. When it comes to cleanup, you tell me what to do, and from now on, I do it. With precision.
Oh. Okay, great. I'll make sure you always have a tool belt with you. Acid, gloves, just enough bleach, the whole nine yards, and detailed directions. Maybe even a laminated instruction card. I'll go get started now.
Hey, Nancy. We've been working nonstop for a week, so I was thinking we could go out and have some fun.
Fun? Of course, I love fun. What did you have in mind? Maybe
a nightclub?
A theme park with corn dogs? What?
Just find us a cool club. And not the bar downstairs. I need to get out of here. See this city.
Right, I've never actually been to a club.
I don't care. Figure it out. Girls just want to have fun, right?
Sure. I'll ask around about all of the city's hottest joints.
Hottest joints? What do you mean, hottest joints?
Should I not say that? Is that uncool?
Uncool? No. Weird, bizarre, and kind of freakish? Yeah. Sorry, I am just mega hungover right now. Tiesto didn't come on until 4 a.m., so I stayed at the club till 6. Sat for a matcha and then just came straight here.
Okay, Paulina, look. I will never be as cool or trendy or reminiscent of a character from Spring Breakers as you, but I really need to not be a loser for just, like, one moment in time. So tell me, if you were showing a friend around New York City for the night, where would you go?
Well, if you're looking for a night of passion with the Morgan Stanley finance bro, hit Rue 14. Just don't go in the jacuzzi. Trust me.
Okay.
If you want to hang with the influencer crowd, go to the seaside. Uh-huh. Not to be confused with the east side, where I once shared a cigarette with Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen. Yeah, both.
What should I order to drink?
Shit, don't look now. Cops.
What?
I said don't look!
Oh God, why are the cops here?
I don't know, but I have a vial of coke on me right now. Shit! Oh my God. Okay, I think they're just here about the whole, like, Sid thing.
Why do you think they have, some reason to think that we would know anything about it?
Who cares? Just keeping it real. I mean, Sid was kind of a douche.
Holy mother of freak, they're interviewing Takahashi.
Oh my God, they totally are. Why does he keep looking at you?
I don't know.
Sid's totally dead. Like, Oregon's already sold on the deep web dead. Don't you think?
What? No, he probably just... Look, I don't know. I gotta go. Do I skip out for an early lunch? No. Obvious, that's so obvious. Girls' bathroom? No. I should know where they're at with the investigation. And as they say, sometimes the only way out is...
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, officers. Any update?
Sorry, we just see a lot of faces. Meet a lot of people. Have we met?
Oh, no worries. And I understand if you can't share. I was just wondering if I could get you any refreshments. Water, coffee, soda, tea.
Yeah, I'll take a cup of Joe.
Same. Thank you, miss.
Of course. And I wanted to thank you for your diligent work on Sid's case. And I know I speak for all of us when I say, thanks to you, we're confident we'll have him back soon.
No, that's very kind. We know how much Sid means to you all. He really seemed to be the glue that held this place together.
Well, I don't know about that. He was more like the class clown. The smooth talker. The homie, as they say. So, what brings you in?
We're launching a larger investigation.
Oh, wow. That's great. Is everything okay here in the office? I mean, is it safe?
Look, between you and me, I wouldn't be pulling any late nights alone in this place. I wouldn't trust anyone, to be frank. Just until we have a better picture of what's going on here. There's been a spike in missing persons cases this last week. Sid's just the tip of the iceberg.
Could be a wolf in sheep's clothing right under our noses.
Okay, officers, I have to confess. I'm a bit spooked.
We don't mean to worry you, miss, but be wise.
I just hope Sid's out there. He has to be. I'll be right back with those coffees.
Ew. Is that whole milk? Like from a cow? So retro. I didn't even know they still made that. I only do oat. So what are you wearing tonight?
This?
A sweater vest and khakis? My God, you're so funny. Okay, but I'm being serious. Like, what are you wearing tonight?
Oh, yeah, I was kidding. Probably something slutty, like capris.
What? No. God, no. Just wear the shortest skirt that you can find. Probably ankle length in your case. Just kidding. And obviously pair it with a crop top.
Okay, got it. Sounds good. Two cups of Joe, piping hot.
Hey, I'm going to give you my card. You see anything suspicious, you call us, all right?
Well, of course, officers. I'll keep my ear to the ground. Anything I can do to help. Rue 14? Yeah, I come here a lot. Oh, you haven't been to Rue 14? Rue 14? Avoid the jacuzzi. Trust me, I know. Hello?
Where are you? I thought we were leaving at 10:30.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, sorry. I've lost track of time. I'll be right over.
Wow. Look at you. Is that blue eyeshadow? So, what are you drinking?
I'll have what you're having. Unless it's so negative.
Seriously, are you a tequila girl, vodka, wine?
Tequila. You drink alcohol?
Only the good stuff. To a night of good, clean fun.
Oh, that's some strong tequila. Should we have another? So, can vampires get drunk?
God, yes. Plus, we can get absolutely trashed through our meals.
I know what you mean. One time at MIT, I accidentally ate a bite out of a pop brownie.
Paris, 1952. Lamar's Club, there's this musician. Francois, was it? No, Fabrice. That's right. I'm watching him play that sax. I see that blood pumping under his skin. So I meet him at the bar after. The guy's a little out of it, I'll admit. But all I can think about is that sweet, supple neck. I mean, I've got to get to it. So I ignore the multiple red flags. Go back to his place. bite him, and all the heroin in his bloodstream goes surging into mine.
Oh, God, heroin? I get amped up if I take too much Motrin. And that bite of pot brownie messed me up.
Last time I drank a jazz musician. So, where are we headed?
Rue 14. Have you heard of it?
No.
Great place to meet Wall Street psychos. But avoid the jacuzzi. Trust me.
Ugh, this line is insane. Come on.
Huh? Oh, I don't think
Hi.
That's gonna work.
Think I could sneak in?
Right this way, miss. And might I say you look beautiful tonight.
Oh, you're sweet.
Ma'am, line's over there. Jesus.
I'm with her.
And I own the New York Knicks.
No, really, she's with me.
Well, I'm still gonna need to see some ID.
You didn't need to see her ID. Here.
You know, you looked a lot better with long hair.
I'll have you know that short hair is far more functional.
How about we don't get into a fight with the bouncer over the functionality of a bob? Come on.
Excuse me. Hey, can I get... Hey, excuse me. Hey, can I get a... Excuse me, two tequilas on the rocks. Hey, excuse me. Oh, there you are. I'm just grabbing his drinks.
Hey, meet Trey, Mike, and Theo.
What's up, queen?
Oh, do you guys know each other?
No, but they generously bought us a bottle. 1942 Don Fuegos, the best.
Oh, I'm unfamiliar with Don Fuegos.
On God is fire. That's straight facts.
Yeah, I have to use the restroom first. Come with me.
Straight facts, bro. That's just spitting facts.
Elle, are you gonna kill them?
What? No. Can a girl have a good time without being accused of murderous ideation?
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying you shouldn't kill them. They're not approved on the list. It would be a logistical nightmare.
Who uses words like logistical at a nightclub?
Sorry, I don't mean to be weird.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's super fun to go out with your charismatic, hot overlord and drag behind her like a piece of toilet paper stuck to her shoe.
Nancy, I know I look 20, but it's taken me a lot longer than 20 years to figure out how to be this.
Perfect?
No, not perfect. Manicured in a certain way that convinces men to let their guard down around me.
Oh.
Come on, let's go. We have a bottle of Don Fuegos with our names on it.
Hey, that girl over there? Do you see how she's pretending to take a selfie?
Selfie?
A photo of herself with her self-facing camera. She's pretending to take a selfie, but she's really recording that other girl, see?
Yeah.
You have to be careful of stuff like that. The wrong person catches you doing something, bam. Canceled on Twitter, reported to the cops. And to be honest, I'm not sure which is worse.
Thank you, Professor. I know I'm your overlord, but you can loosen up tonight. Have some fun.
I am having fun. This is me having fun.
Come on. Give me your hand.
Oh, no, I do not dance. Nope, not since I puked on stage in the fourth grade dance showcase.
Whoa, relax. Just like this.
Uh-huh.
No. No clapping.
Okay.
No snapping, either.
Got it.
Just copy me. Do what I do. Okay, there you go.
Oh my gosh, I love this song. I guess this adds another layer to our working relationship.
Oh?
Adding to your duties, teach Nancy to be cool, hot, and intimidating.
You know, you're not so bad.
you're not awful either.
Then you don't know me well enough.
Whoa. Look. Over there at the bar, I recognize him. From our app, he's an approved kill.
Oh. You mean...
I mean, he's someone who could go missing. Easily. And he's right there.
He is mouthwatering. But tonight's not about that.
Oh, gosh, no. I didn't mean we should kill him. I just thought, you know, it would be cool to see someone from our app out in nature. For research purposes. Just to talk.
I guess talking couldn't hurt.
No. And like you said, he's pretty mouthwatering.
Excuse me, have we met?
Face like that, I'd remember if we had. For real, Brian.
Elle, and this is Nancy.
Oh, is this some sort of proposition? I mean, are you two, ditto?
What if it was? We could all leave together now.
Oh, sheesh. This is like God's ultimate test. Do I hook up with the ugly chick if it means I get to be with the hot one? Or are you better off just not at that point? I guess I'll do it.
It's not like this is the trolley car experiment, sir.
You know what? I'm sorry. I can't do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, her vibe is just like way off. Are those transitional lenses? Because they're really going bananas under the strobe light.
Hey, all good. I don't like me either.
But you, on the other hand...
Give me a second. Nancy.
I'm sorry I ruined this for you.
Are you okay?
Yeah, totally. I mean... Would there be some fun gratification in... I don't know, seeing this D-bag brutally murdered? Maybe. Who's to say? But I'm used to this stuff. Actually, since he is approved, maybe we should.
Really? I don't know. We were having kind of a girl's night. I'd hate to ruin it.
No, you're not ruining anything. I mean, this guy from our app in the flesh? Is this not a sign from the universe?
It's awfully tempting.
Plus, we were talking about getting savvy and precise with our cleanup. Now's our chance. Let's do it in your apartment. I'll be with you every step of the process.
I mean, I guess we could. For educational purposes.
Right. For educational purposes.
All right, I'll go get him. Meet me at my place.
You're so hot.
I think this is moving a bit fast.
Hey, come on.
Seriously, let's slow down.
Hey, you invited me over. It's like 2 a.m. What did you think we were gonna do?
Stop.
You know you like it.
I said stop. Nancy? Is that you on the couch?
Yes.
Are you gonna watch?
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Sure, that's cool.
I thought you were just gonna help me after, you know? With dissolving the body?
Well, since I'm here anyway, I guess I might as well watch.
Oh, yeah. It's just a little awkward, you know? It'd be like watching someone strip or have sex, you know?
Oh, I don't mind.
I'm just a little self-conscious.
Don't be. No judgment here.
Well, okay. You remember Nancy, don't you?
What kind of sick pervert?
Nancy? What was Brian's data? You know, Why was he on our list?
Speaking of sick perverts, he's on all sorts of sex offender lists. Misconduct, aggravated assault, failure to appear in court.
Got anything to say for yourself?
I was falsely accused!
8 times.
Okay, well, here goes.
I'm not looking at you like anything.
I see it in your eyes. Every now and then, that flicker of disgust. I've seen that look in almost everyone I've ever met, at some point or another.
I lined the tub before you got here. Thick plastic. We are ready. No. No, I can't. What was the spell? Is it really cold in here? I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Whoa. Hey, Nancy. Nancy? It's okay.
I can't breathe.
Is there any medicine you usually take for this kind of issue? No? Okay.
This whole thing, no. I'm a bad person, aren't I?
What are 5 things you see in here? Nancy, 5 items.
Robe. Sink. Towel.
Good. 4 objects to touch.
The floor. My glasses. The door.
That's it. Take a deep breath. See? You look much better. Let's get you some tea. Hope you like chai.
Thank you for earlier. I'm sorry, I guess I just got overwhelmed.
Was it the, you know, killing?
No, that was fine. Actually, it's kind of awesome to see you in your element, doing what you're meant to do.
I hope I was put on this planet to do more than kill.
No. I meant, back in school, there was this kid, Kyle. Best high school basketball player in the country. I don't even like sports, but watching him dribble up and down the court with such ease, making every shot, seeing him do what he had an affinity to do, it was awesome. Not like how people say it, meaning cool or tubular or whatever. I mean, it was awe-inspiring. That's how I felt watching you.
Hence, the panic attack.
The burning flesh is kind of what got me.
Truth be told, it got me the first time I did it too. And it's nearly impossible to make me flinch.
I lied, by the way. I said I was a tequila girl. I don't know anything about tequila. I don't really drink.
I figured.
What, did I not pass the sniff test?
It's funny. Now that we sort of have some semblance of what one might consider to be a personal relationship, it's harder for me to smell your lies.
Maybe I'm just a good liar.
Hey, one thing I've discovered is that you're full of surprises.
I learned a lot from you tonight.
and I you.
And, well, like you said, I feel we have some small seed of whatever you want to call it. Simpatico. You know what I mean. And after tonight, on a personal note, if there's anything I can ever do for you, you know, beyond the usual indentured servitude.
Actually, there is. There's a reason I came to New York. Someone I need to see. But I have no means of finding him.
Okay.
It sounds naive now that I know how today's modern age works, but I was really hoping I'd just bump into him, pass him on the street.
Oh, I can help you. Who is it?
Will you help me find my husband?
You're married?
How to Win Friends and Disappear People stars Leslie Grace as Elle, Sony Bringas as Nancy, with Katrina Bowden as Paulina, Rico Rodriguez as Luis, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz as Jenna. Additional performances by Amy Tolsky, Ashton Harold, Abigail Marlowe, David Toback, Marilyn Camacho, Donovan Woods, Justin Kim, Carson Kern. Written and directed by Sophia Lopez. Executive produced by Sophia Lopez, Leslie Grace, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer, Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Mixed by Lamps Lampaginia. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Ben Milchev, and David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Berahona. Additional script supervisors, Carissa McQueen and Nick Robinson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Cassie Cormier. Head production assistant, Alex Buda. Production assistants, Nicholas G. Curl and Maddie Shapiro. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. How to Win Friends and Disappear People is a Q Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q Code Media, Inc.
I'm Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcast.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.